The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose, and news of this spread throughout all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I would tell you a little bit about the Old Testament reading today from the book of the prophet Hosea, because we're going to be hearing Hosea as your first reading all week long. And one of the things I like to do, I like to decode Old Testament readings, because I'm convinced that rank and file, lots of people out there, they hear these Old Testament readings, and it's just, they don't know what they're hearing. And I want to tell you something about the Old Testament. It's a gold mine. And you know how it is with a gold mine. There's treasure down there, but you got to work to get it. You got to get your hands dirty. And so what I like to do sometimes is to decode these Old Testament readings and help you to get started on digging up the gold that God has hidden in some of these magnificent readings. So a little bit about Hosea, the prophet, today. A little bit of background first. Hosea was a prophet to the north of Israel just before one of the worst calamities in Israel's history took place. They were invaded and conquered by the most powerful army in the world at the time, the army of Assyria. The year was about 725 BC, give or take. Okay. Now, most prophets in the Old Testament have a message that goes something like this. Disaster is about to befall you. This is your last chance. You better turn away from sin while you still can. Most prophets, 9 out of 10 prophets, that's their message. The message of the prophet Hosea is very different. Hosea's message is, no matter what happens to you, no matter how bad it might seem, I want you to know this and fix this in your heart. God is always faithful to you. Always good, always provident, and that is Hosea's message to us as well. Time and again, God called his people, his chosen people, to be faithful to him, to keep the covenant, to act in a manner that's different from all the other nations around them, all around the world, time and again. And time and again, people broke the covenant. They did three things. Basically the same three things that if you have eyes to see, you'll see that we're actually doing right now. Three things when people break the covenant. Number one, they ignore the sixth commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Basically, they break God's covenant with regard to sexual morality. Second thing they do, they trust in foreign alliances. So in Hosea's time, they made an alliance with Egypt, and they made an alliance with Assyria, and even though they were about to have that betrayed. And the idea was that they put more trust in government than they put in God. And the third thing that they did was they worshiped the gods of all the other lands. You know, you hear the Old Testament read and you hear about Baal and Moloch and all these gods, you know, Canaanite gods. One thing to understand when you hear that, do you know what they're actually doing when they worship these foreign gods? They're expediting their business. You could do more business with a foreign company, so to speak, a foreign trade, if you offered a pinch of incense to their ancestral god. So they did. It's actually not all that unlike what happens to us. Time and again, they broke the covenant. And God says to Hosea, you tell this to all the people, even if you break the covenant, I will never break my covenant with you. And he tells Hosea to do something that sounds really strange to us. He tells Hosea to marry a prostitute as a symbol to the people. God's way of saying, no matter how many times you break your covenant with me, just like this prostitute's breaking her marriage vows with Hosea, I'll never break my covenant with you, no matter what happens, my people, no matter what happens. Remember that. And you know what happened next? The people were invaded by the Assyrian army, and there was rape, looting, pillaging, homes being destroyed, people being carried away off into captivity, all of history's top 10 hits, right? All of the finest things. And the message to us now, here's something we need to keep in mind. When you're suffering, it's easy to think God has abandoned you. You want to put this message deep down inside of your heart. He never abandons us. And that's what this message here is when he says, I will allure her, says the Lord. I'll lead her into the desert. I'll speak to her heart. You know what that's a reference to? It's a reference to the book of Exodus. So God took the people out of slavery in Egypt, took them to freedom in the promised land, took them through the desert to get there. Now, when they went through the desert, back in the book of Exodus, they thought it was the worst. They complained and they complained and they complained some more because the desert is a hard place. There's nothing to eat, there's nothing to drink. There's nowhere to look but up, right? Desert is a hard place. But when they look back on their time in the desert, after centuries and centuries, they thought of it as the most blessed time. That was the time in which God made his people his own. That was the time in which God espoused himself to his people. Now, you're going through a hard time, too. Think of it as a desert. There's nothing to eat. There's nothing to drink. There's nowhere to look but up. And sometimes you want to clench your fist and look up to the heavens and say, why, God, why? Take a lesson from the book of the prophet Hosea. You will look back on this and realize that God was always good to you. This is the time in which he draws you ever closer to himself. And you have to persevere a little bit and trust in God's providence. You know, the word providence comes from two Latin words, pro and videre, literally to see in advance. Do you believe that? You believe God sees what's coming in advance and orders all things to the good of those who love him? That's our challenge, to hear that and to believe it. Like we said in our psalm response, the Lord is gracious. It's not stingy. Hear, believe, and let's act on it. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Maria Goretti, pray for us.